You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Okay, this podcast is not going to be easy because first, I want you to sit back and just think about all your bad habits. It's tough to acknowledge everything that you may be doing wrong because it's so much easier to point out what someone else does incorrectly. But we all have bad habits. No matter who you are, no one is perfect. Maybe you bite your nails. Maybe you eat a little too much junk food. Maybe you skip breakfast and the gym. Maybe you don't get 8 hours of sleep. Maybe you just crack your knuckles or you drink too much wine or beer. Woo-hoo! In today's digital world, maybe one of your bad habits is maybe just overshare a little too much online.
And that's when things got bad.
A bad habit can be tough to break, but it's not impossible. Drinking from the milk or orange juice carton. I have a few people in my home, they do just that. I'm not going to mention names, but it's Barry and Ian. It's not the end of the world stuff. It's not going to steal your life savings, have criminals target you, or have your friends and family disown you. But as a digital expert, I'm seeing a growing trend of unacceptable online etiquette. People are calling my show. They're sending me notes through the website. But their big mistake could actually put you in danger, maybe even haunt you for life. Think about when you're at a dinner party with friends. You might have that extra glass of wine that you really know in your heart that you don't need. So you go home, and the next morning, you instantly regret that decision. You feel sluggish, maybe a headache, all because of that one moment of weakness. Now, what happens the next time you're at a dinner party? Okay, you learned from your mistake. You took better care of yourself. Instead of having that extra glass of wine, you, my dear heart, you did the right thing. You drank a glass of water instead. It's time we all start taking better care of ourselves in this digital age. Okay, no more moments of weakness. Whether it's your bank account, your password, social media impulses, maybe you're just not thinking before you share. Maybe it's someone who you know. You can and you need to do better. So in this Commando On Demand podcast, I'm going to give you 7 things that you should never do online. We're going to go through each one. Now, just because you do one or two doesn't make you a bad person. If you do all 7, well, then I need to come over to your house and slap your wrist with a ruler because things are bad there. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando. And in this Commando On Demand podcast, I want you to sit back and I want you just to relax. I'm going to give you 7 things that you should never do online. And maybe you don't do any of them. Maybe there's somebody in your life who does 1, 2, or maybe all of them. That's why you need to listen to this podcast and pay close attention, because you're also going to want to share this podcast. And see, that's the great thing about sharing this podcast. You don't have to tell somebody what they're doing wrong. You can just share this podcast and say, hey, I think you might want to listen to this one. Okay, at one point in our lives, we've all played the fool. But the scary thing about the internet is that most of what you see actually looks real. But you can't believe everything that you read. So the first thing you should never do online is be gullible to all these crazy posts and videos.
McFly, your shoes are tied. Don't be so gullible, McFly.
Doesn't take much for anyone to create an online hoax. You know, there's a sucker born every minute. Just don't let it be you.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb.
With the right phrasing or edited video, almost anything can appear to be true. In turn, people get duped, and then they keep sharing this bad information. Case in point, one YouTube video has been viewed over, get this, 17 million times.
And just like that, guys, you have your brand new fully built 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. And best of all, you can take your headphones, the ones you've always loved and known, you plug it in,
That is a YouTube prankster who shot and edited a video that is less than 90 seconds long. Okay, it's crazy. This guy convinced countless gullible people to actually drill holes into their iPhone 7. Yes, a phone that costs close to $1,000, claiming that it was a secret way to uncover, are you ready for it, the hidden headphone jack.
Turn on the iPhone, you swipe, you play your favorite song, and you enjoy the music.
It's shocking to think how easily people were fooled. It baffles the mind that anyone can be tricked into drilling a hole into their super expensive iPhone.
Wait a minute, this is a scam.
I'm pretty positive the Apple warranty didn't cover the damage. Hoaxes are pretty common. Millions of people tried to unlock their car doors with tennis balls or work to charge iPods using just an onion. Yeah, those videos spread online. All because they actually took the digital bait.
I have a rule about being constructive, so I can't ask any questions right now because all of the questions that I have right now are rhetorical and they end with the word idiot. Do you know what a rhetorical? No, of course you know what that is. You're an idiot.
So as technology and digital editing keep getting better and better, it's easier than ever for someone to pull your leg.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but you're so stupid. You have no idea, and you're the only one who has no idea, because guess why? Don't answer that, you'll get it wrong.
If it sounds too shocking, sounds outlandish, or you know the old phrase, too good to be true, it probably is. Try not to be gullible. Run a quick internet search before you believe anything. Taking a few moments will save yourself a lot of embarrassment. Okay, when you're online, you want to make sure that you've taken the necessary steps. Never skip setting up 2FA. That's really short for two-factor authentication. It just means that to log into your account, you need two ways to prove you are who you say you are. Think of it as your employer, your bank asking for two forms of ID. It's that extra layer of security. By requiring a 6-digit verification code in addition to your password, two-factor authentication keeps your account secure, even if someone gets a hold of your password. Now, most major services and sites and companies, I'm talking about Google, Amazon, VRBO, Facebook, Microsoft, they all offer two-factor authentication. As a matter of fact, everyone here at the Kim Komando Show Radio Ranch, they love it. Okay, not really. But they have to set up two-factor authentication at their workstations. I have the steps on how to set up 2FA on my site. It takes just a few minutes. You can even do it now while you're thinking about it.
It's saying the server went down. Does anybody know that password? Because otherwise we can't do any work.
Try password.
Nope.
Try 000000.
No.
Okay, now try 000001.
Okay, I'm not doing every number.
Okay, number three on our list, it's all about your passwords. I don't have to tell you this, but I know that some of you are still doing it. I'm talking about using the same password for multiple sites. It just puts you at risk. It seems like every single day we're hearing about hackers and some type of data breach. These cyber crooks go after vulnerable websites, websites that you probably use. Talking about Target, Home Depot, Yahoo, eBay, Sony, JP Morgan Chase. They've all been the victims of data breaches. If your Chase or Target password is the same as every other password at any other site, you're in big trouble. Because once thieves score your password, the first thing they're going to do is go after every account that's linked to your email. That's why, dear heart, having different passwords for every site is really important to staying safe. Also, don't use your dog's name, your goldfish pet's name, or your kid's birthday or anything like that. It's just not secure. You need a super strong password.
The combination is 1 1 1 2 2 2 3 3 3 4 4 4 5 5 5.
So the combination is 1 2 3 4 5.
That's the stupidest combination I ever heard in my life.
All right, your passwords should be long. They should have lower and uppercase letters, numbers, special symbols. Trust me, passwords are only annoying until someone gets into your account. And don't be one of those people who put passwords on a post-it note, or maybe they stick it to the bottom of their computer monitor. If you do that, everyone's going to roll their eyes. The IT department will definitely be less than thrilled. In other words, don't be Mike. Mike James, who's putting this whole podcast together, we're going to see if Mike leaves this part in the podcast. If you go over to Mike's office and you look at his monitor, you see no less than 4 different post-it notes with all of his passwords scribbled all over them. I think I need to tell the IT department on him. Just ahead, some more tips on things you should never do online, including why you really need to think twice before signing up for public Wi-Fi and agreeing to all those terms and conditions. And also up next, one of the biggest mistakes you can make using social media, and you'll be surprised what it is.
What's everyone talking about? What's trending? How did it start?
How would we live today without social media? So many people are addicted to social media, wondering what's on Facebook. What did the president tweet this morning? What about favorite celebrities and what they're wearing on Instagram, or party ideas on Pinterest, or invitations to connect on LinkedIn?
We carry our phones wherever we go. They're with us almost every second of the day. We reach for them when we have a free moment, or we're curious. More than anything, we use our phones to connect with the people we care about.
There are several services that will help you manage all your social media accounts. They have names like Buffer and Hootsuite. They're actually pretty sweet. You can schedule your posts per different service, so that this way, if you want a post to go on Twitter at 2 o'clock in the morning, bingo bango, it's done. What you don't want to do is use the same social media messages across all the platforms. Remember, tweets and Facebook posts are very different. Then you've got Instagram, Google+, and Pinterest. Social media is an art form. It's a little more time-consuming to tailor your announcements to each type of social media, but you'll find it's worth it in the long run.
It's always more fun to share with everyone. It's always more fun to share with everyone.
Number 5, don't be the oversharer. You know who they are. There's at least one in every newsfeed. They check in there, they tag a friend, they post endless pictures of their dogs and their pets. All right, you have to be extremely careful when posting or sharing anything about your kids online. Sharing a few cute photos is fine. Bragging a little here or there because you're so proud, well, that's okay too. But just don't post too much private information. The internet and social media are just crawling with predators and child pedophiles. And it's easier than ever for criminals to find out your kid's name, find out what activities he or she's involved with, what school they go to, what jobs mom and dad work, and the rest. Go back and start looking at everything that you might have posted. Whatever you do, don't give the bad guys and gals every detail about your kid.
The Wi-Fi is still broken.
What happened to good morning?
It's a bad morning. No Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we really need Wi-Fi.
Okay, let's not get carried away. We need oxygen.
We have oxygen. We need Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi!
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 Okay, enough, okay?
Look what I'm doing. Look. Fix. Wi-Fi. Okay. Oop. And boom.
Number 6, you're guilty of it. Using public Wi-Fi without giving it any thought. After all, you walk into a cafe, you order a drink or a snack, you sit down, and you immediately log on. Well, do you ever give a second thought when logging on to Wi-Fi? Many hackers will set up their own fake public Wi-Fi systems, hoping someone, you, will connect and then start checking your banking account. They use clever names like coffee shop, cup of joe, I love food, food truck. Well, you end up being misled, and you have no idea that the system you're joining belongs to the hungry data hackers. But when you log in, secretly, all your keystrokes are recorded and then stolen to obtain personal information. Hackers will also send malware disguised as an update to your computer. And then once the malware is installed, the hackers gain full control of your computer without you even knowing. That's why it's crucial that you use what's called a VPN. That stands for Virtual Private Network. It allows you to establish an encrypted connection with one of its servers, and then you use that server to use the internet. The connection is encrypted through the server, so the VPN, they can't see your traffic either. It's a bit more complicated, but it's essential if you're going to be doing any type of banking, financial transactions, confidential type stuff on public Wi-Fi. We have links to the best VPNs over at commando.com. Just search for VPN in the search box.
You could only send private messages to people who are following you. I think you might have posted that publicly.
No, he wrote something nasty about me, and then I hit reply, and it let me send a message to him.
Dad, replies are public. Everybody can read them. And it looks like he retweeted it to all his 123,845 followers. And he wrote back.
What did he say?
I don't think I should read it.
Just, can you read it to me, please? Read the reply.
At Chef Carl Casper, I would rather have you sit on my face after a brisk walk on a warm day than suffer through that f***ing lava cake again.
He wrote that to me?
Number 7 on the list. Oh, you've seen it on Facebook. I have too. I'm talking about folks who suddenly get into arguments on social media. They love the debate. They love making people frustrated and annoyed, especially late at night when they've been drinking. All right, you can't win an online argument, so don't waste your time. And I'll tell you, people are more aggressive and downright nasty on the internet. Social media arguments also escalate much faster than actually speaking to someone on the phone or definitely face to face. So sometimes you need to be the bigger person. Stop the argument before it develops. Maybe you just want to unfriend them. Maybe you want to unfollow them. There are far more productive and enjoyable ways to spend your life. After all, who cares what some stranger thinks about your opinion?
What is internet anyway?
Internet is that massive computer network. Mm-hmm. The one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean? That's big. How does one? What do you write to it like mail?
For decades, people have called the internet the information superhighway. I want you to think of it as your digital footprint, kind of like your driving record, except a lot more people can see your driving record. Take it slow. Making a rash decision on the road or the internet can haunt you forever. And tell your kids and your grandkids this, because I don't think a lot of them get it, that their digital future is actually in their hands. If you're not already getting the Kim Komando show on your local radio station, you're totally missing out. It's 3 hours every single weekend, just jam-packed. And because you love podcasts, you can get the Kim Komando show podcast too. You just have to join Kim's Club. It's less than $5 a month. We have senior military and service personnel discounts available too. You can learn more at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And if you just want to find your local radio station, we have 400 top stations from coast to coast. Head over to commando.com/radio. That's KOMANDO.com/radio. And thanks for joining us.